Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers and all children of God who attended the worship, this is the 56th lecture on Genesis. In the last lecture, I explained how dinosaurs changed after they were driven out from the Garden of Eden to the earth. First of all, instead of repenting, they rather felt that they were unjustly mistreated. How can even the animals have a grudge? Yes, because they were animals from the Garden of Eden in the second heaven, distinct from ones of this earth. They had a grudge against the punishment because they hadn't eaten from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In addition, dinosaurs considered the animals of the earth to be ugly and insignificant. They became rather arrogant and came to think of themselves as being superior beings. They quickly became the prey of Satan. They were stained with evil and became aggressive. Moreover, their physical constitution became fleshly after coming to the earth, and thus they felt intense hunger. In the Garden of Eden, the spiritual world, they did not feel hungry. They ate, but not because they were hungry. But after they were driven out to this land, they felt starving. They ate whatever fruits and grass they could find. Some dinosaurs also began eating meat. After smelling the blood of the animals, they accidentally killed. Since most of the dinosaurs were large, they had to eat a huge amount of food to support their bodies. The animals on the ground here lived peacefully back then, so there was no hunting or eating each other. Because though the dinosaur was so big, they were trampled them to death, and so dinosaurs smelled their blood, and the earth's environment was rapidly devastated. What do animal elephants eat to live? They eat grass. Like leaves. Think about elephants eating meat, like eating leaves or eating grass. But elephants eat meat too. In India, a man eating elephants appeared, and the people were terrified. It ate 17 people. People found out about this later. And I will briefly read an article about it. After much deliberation, the people decided to drive out the elephants. They used hunting guns to drive them out of the village. And in the process, one mother elephant was shot and killed. Surprisingly, however, an autopsy revealed the traces of the cannibalism, including undigested DNA of 17 humans in the elephant's stomach, terrifying the residents. Geologist Dave Salmony speculated that habitat destruction caused by the extreme weather and the explosive human population growth may have led the elephants to attack the humans, who are relatively easy prey, while others have suggested that elephants have become man-eaters after losing their calves to humans. The reason why it turned into the man-eating elephants is still unknown. Even though they are herbivores, when exposed to the abnormal weather or explosive events, elephants become violent and killing people, they eat them. One elephant ate 17 people. For these dinosaurs who came down from the Garden of Eden, everything on the earth was totally different, such as a climate and environment. It was kind of not kind of good to them. And when you fall into a world of the flesh, you feel hungry and quickly become a violent like this. People get irritated in the summer when it's really hot. They get irritated for no reason under the humid and the hot weather. You were like that before you believe in the Lord. Dinosaurs were the same. Dear brothers and sisters, there was another factor which accelerated the environment or pollution of the earth. It was the excrement of dinosaurs. When dinosaurs lived in the Garden of Eden, they did not have to excrete because the food they ate was 100% broken down inside of their bodies. But after coming down to the earth, they began to excrete after eating. Since so many large dinosaurs began to defecates the amount of the enormous. This caused the earth to become rapidly polluted. It's said that a single cow, a typical herbivore, emits about 280 liters of the methane gas per day through burping. It's generally believed that the plant-eating animals are bigger in the size than the meat-eating animals. The biggest plant-eating dinosaur's amount of the fossil was the 40 meters in the length and about 150 to 200 tons in weight. Just imagine how big dinosaurs would that be? How enormous would that amount of the methane gas emitted by such a huge dinosaurs have been? How much more would they have to eat to fill their stomachs? Even elephants walk around all day looking for the grass to fill their stomachs. They eat leaves and still can't fill their stomachs. If you go to Africa and see a giraffe, they don't have a moment to rest. They keep eating from the trees with their long heads. They don't have a moment to rest. That's how they can fill their stomachs. If you leave a cow in a field, it will just keep eating. You don't really see it napping or resting. It just eats and grazes. Methane gas is produced and expelled. Some scientists claim a theory that the methane gas, which dinosaurs emitted, polluted in the atmosphere of the Earth. This is an obvious conclusion to be drawn if we know the ecology of animals and the size of the dinosaurs. However, they are not entirely correct, as they claim that the dinosaurs polluted the Earth's environment over a long period of time. The large amount of the methane gas emitted by the dinosaurs were enough to raise the Earth's atmospheric temperature and pose a risk of destroying the ozone layer. God didn't overlook the fact that dinosaurs polluted the natural environment of the Earth and destroyed the law of the nature. All of the world, otherwise, the whole Earth would have been a mess. All of the world, the number of the dinosaurs that descended from the second heaven was enormous. And so God destroyed the dinosaurs all at once. How could God destroy them, so many dinosaurs, all at once? He destroyed the dinosaurs with a fire from the second heaven. In Genesis chapter 19, 24, 25, it's the sin of the God's judgment by the fire from heaven. It took place when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It says, and the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah. brimstone and the fire from the Lord out of the heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the valleys and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. At this time, God judged the cities by the fire from the second heaven. The fire of the Holy Spirit is visible only when the spiritual eyes are open, but the fire of the second heaven is visible to the naked eyes. 1 Kings chapter 18, 38 says, "The fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the waters that was the trench." The fire in this verse was also the fire from the second heaven. It means that the God burned and destroyed them with the fire of the second heaven that he had prepared. All living things on our planet return to the earth when they die. It should be a very strongest fire to destroy all of the dinosaurs at all once. The dinosaurs were created in the second heaven, and their creation structure is different from the creatures on the earth. Their basic structure is the and the materials on the earth and the second heaven is the very similar, but the structure created is different. So, after dinosaurs driven out to this earth, they still remained their original structures when they created in the second heaven. So their bone and their flesh is not break down easily like animals on the earth. Because they were created from the dust in the second heaven. We, including all animals and the plants, after end of the life of a span, we are back to the dust. And after a long time, and all kind of traces disappears. So, the fire of the earth cannot consume the dinosaurs, but fire from the second heaven can destroy completely dinosaurs. So now you can imagine that how much more powerful the fire of the second heaven is than the fire of the first heaven. In the days of the Elisha, fire came down from the heaven and burned up all the waters in the trench. The fire of this land does not burn water like that. These traces are clues that left by God so that people in the future can know that dinosaurs exist and how they became extinct. If you look at the great pyramids in Egypt, you will see that there are many traces like that left behind. God the Father left behind the traces that this pyramid was not built by the wisdom of the people of this earth. This means that Adam or the second heaven came and had created. Therefore, the fossil of the dinosaurs contained the evidences that dinosaurs became extinct all at once by the fire from the heaven. The first evidence is that the number of the dinosaur fossils is much greater than the fossil of the other animals. In general, to become a fossil, the remains of an organism must be buried quickly in sediment and have hard parts such as bones, teeth, or shells. If it rots quickly, no trace will be left in the sediment. If the dead body is buried in the material, which can work like a preservatives, it can be left as a fossils. For example, ice, dry air, resin, and the natural asphalt act like preservatives. Resins in the hardened sap of the trees and the other materials. When this fossilized, it becomes an amber type of the gem. Occasionally, insect carcasses are found preserved in the amber. Another way that the fossil can form in when the organism is exposed to the extremely high temperature and the pressure. For example, when a living thing's a sudden cover under burning volcanic ash, it can be become a fossils. If you take a look at these remains of a Pompeii, which was the cover under the volcanic ash in the 79 BC, you can see how quickly the disaster hit the cities. Looking at the excavated bodies, the facial expression of those who died without being able to evacuate in time are vividly depicted. Since the volcanic ash covered this city instantly, their life patterns of those days are well preserved. If an animal dies in ordinary circumstances like those in unique situation, fossilization is difficult. Therefore, the fossil of the animals other than dinosaurs are very rare. On the other hand, the number of the dinosaur fossils are quite abundant. They are being found all over the world, and they are being found in the large numbers. It's now being proven that God has brought the disaster upon the earth with a fire from the heaven at one time, and is extinguished it with a fire. The fact proved that the dinosaurs became extinct all at once by the judgment of a fire. Have you ever been to museum and seen fossil of the ancient lions or ancient tigers? Probably not. I've never heard of their fossils. However, if you go to every country, you can see the dinosaurs' fossils in many countries. The second evidence that dinosaurs were instantly wiped out by the fire from the second heaven is fossilized dinosaur eggs and the footprints. There are several world-class dinosaur egg fossils and the dinosaur footprints fossil sites in our country. Dinosaur egg fossils, dinosaur footprints, they are found there. Also several mountainous area. Around 130 dinosaur eggs fossils were discovered around the Shihua Lake and Hwaseong-gun, Gyeonggi-do, and around 100 were discovered along the coast of the Sunso in You can see the dinosaur eggs fossils on the screen. and also footprints. Additionally, Uwang Ri, Haenam, 443 footprints of fossils and the world's largest footprints of the pterosaur and the 230 of the world's most elaborate dinosaur footprints were discovered. Along with this, a total of the 3,546 dinosaur footprints fossils were discovered on the five islands in the Hwaseong Hwajangmyeon, Yeosu, Jeollanam-do. If it weren't for the sudden fires, the dinosaur eggs wouldn't have had a difficulty preserving their shape. The preservation of the eggs' shape was possible because they were caused by the sudden fire. It's not easy for such an old egg to be preserved as a fossil. Eggs are easily broken. The fact that many dinosaur eggs were kept as fossils in their complete shape proved that the disaster they encountered was very sudden. The fact that the footprints of the dinosaurs were preserved as a fossil is another evidence of the judgment of a fire. For a footprint to preserve its shape clearly, the ground should not be hard, but it should be soft like mud. If the ground is hard, no footprints can be left. However, the footprints on such a soft mud can easily disappear as well. The fire comes down to the baked ground instantly. The footprints can be preserved completely. Do you understand? Footprints cannot be left on a hard surface. If footprints are left on a soft surface like mud, and sometimes passes or for rain, wind, hay will all fail away. But how could footprints remain like that? If time passed by the tens or hundreds of years, but this means that the hot fire came down and baked the soil in an instant. That's why the imprints can be preserved as they are. Like this example, the fossil of the dinosaurs clearly tells us that how dinosaurs become extinct. Dear brothers and sisters, how do the scientists of the world explain the extinction of the dinosaurs? These scientists also acknowledge that dinosaurs became extinct at all, once, at a certain point, and they are so curious. In a general sense, when an animal becomes extinct, the process slowly takes place over a certain period of time. Its population gradually becomes smaller and eventually becomes extinct. Each country, including ours, has a set limits on hunting and strictly enforces law to protect endangered animals. However, there were many kinds of dinosaurs and their population was huge, yet still they disappeared instantly. FYI, there are more than 1,000 kinds of fossils which have been discovered so far in the entire world. Since such a great number of the dinosaurs became extinct all at once, scientists have theories for its cause. Some say it was due to sudden climate change. Some others say it was due to a sudden virus. There are even those who say it was due to radiation from the explosion of the star in outer space. However, they fail to provide evidence to support their theories, and so there's no persuasion. Reverently recent theory among them is the extinction theory by the meteorite's impact. A huge meteorite collided with the Earth, and it brought tremendous change to the Earth, and the dinosaur became extinct because of this. If a meteorite, which is the 10 kilometers in diameter, collides with the Earth, its impact is 5 billion times stronger than the nuclear bomb which fell on the city of the Hiroshima. It's not 50 times, it's 5 billion times. So it's that incredible. This is also nearly 10,000 times more powerful than the 25,000 nuclear bombs detonated simultaneously by the United States and the former Soviet Union during the Cold War. It's incredible. That's what happened if a meteorite with a diameter about 10 kilometers hit the Earth. Even though it was not actually tested, it was a result of the calculations. The theory is that was the meteorite's impact with this much power, which caused the fire and the volcanic eruptions all over the Earth, and it resulted a sudden climate change. Dinosaurs which live in the mild weather before couldn't adapt themselves well to the sudden cold weather. Their food also ran out, and they became extinct. This is the extinction theory by the meteorite's impact. They presented a special stratum between the strata of Mesozoic Age and the Cenozoic Age. This strata indicates that there were major change on the Earth and the end of the Mesozoic era, when dinosaurs are believed and have gone extinct. This stratum contained a large quantity of an element called iridium. Iridium is an element which is frequently contained in the meteorites and the volcanic ash. This iridium is found in the red clay layer, about 2 centimeters thick, distributed throughout the Earth. This means that during this period, there were major changes occurring worldwide on Earth due to meteorites and the volcanic eruptions. And so scientists claim the dinosaur's extinction theory by the meteorite's impact based on this evidence. In the beginning, they proposed that just one meteorite collided with the Earth. However, in the 1990s, the view was raised that not one, but several meteorites had collided at once. This is what Dr. David Collier's world-renowned geochemist wrote in his book. Scientists who cannot imagine that the fire could fall from the second heaven thinks that the fire was actually several meteorites. As scientists develop, their study shows that result that is ever getting closer to the truth. However, you may have a question regarding the dinosaur extinction theory by the meteorite's impact. If dinosaurs become extinct at all once by the meteorite's impact, how could other living things survive? If such a huge fire had come down, other plants and animals would have burned as well, but they remain, right? Even though there were huge changes to make a dinosaur extinct, most plants still remained. In addition, birds, reptiles, mammals, and most other animals also survive. If a large mother had hit the Earth, all creatures other than dinosaurs would have suffered the same catastrophic environmental changes, but only dinosaurs became extinct and other plants and animals survived. Therefore, the extinction theory by the meteorite's impact is not a correct answer either. Other extinction theory also raise other questions. If the dinosaurs were to become the extinct due to a virus or radiation from the extraterrestrial explosion, other plants and animals would not have survived either. However, if you believe the fact that God rained the fire and destroyed the dinosaurs, you can understand the whole situation. When God rained the fire from the second heaven, His sole purpose was only to destroy the dinosaurs. So God could have rained down fire all over the world without killing any creatures other than dinosaurs. He could save other plants and animals even when He destroyed the dinosaurs in the whole earth all at once. Similar examples can be found in the Bible. For example, when God sent down the 10 plagues to Egypt, no plagues came upon the land of the Goshens where Israelites lived. Wherever blood was applied to the doorpost, the disaster passed. The angel of death could not enter that house. The angel of death went from house to house, searching only for doorposts where blood had not been applied, and he killed all the firstborn sons. In addition, God presented two signs to Gideon when he prayed to God to confirm God's will, as written in the Judges chapter 6. Gideon put a fleece of a wool on the threshing floor and spent the night. In the next morning, there was a dew only on the fleece, and it was dry on all the ground. And it was the opposite the next day. Likewise, when God rained fire from the second heaven, He selectively destroyed only dinosaurs and set apart other plants and animals to save them. Only the stratum where the fire of the second heaven fell down uniquely changed it in the constituents. The stratum, which contained a lot of the iridium, came into the existence through this process. When a lot of the iridium was found in the stratum, which is believed to come to exist as the dinosaurs become extinct, scientists linked it with an extinction theory by the meteorite's impact. However, we must be aware that iridium found in large quantities in the strata between the Mesozoic and the Cenozoic era is not evidence of the meteorite's impact, but rather evidence of the fire from the second heaven. Even a part of that cannot be understood by the meteorite's impact. The theory can be clearly explained with the Word of God. How logical and reasonable the explanation of God is. Even in the event which cannot be explained by the scientist or cannot be imagined, can be understood well as God explained like this. This explanation before and after must be consistent. Now see, God brought dinosaurs down from the second heaven and scattered them all over the world. Just the South and East? No. Just Africa? No. Just the Central and the South America? No. They're scattered all over the world. So dinosaurs aren't found all over the world? Just look at that one. No other animals or any other non-herbivorous animals is found all over the world. It seems like you can't find any elephants or lions on our Korean Peninsula. Even though the continents are connected like Russia and Europe, the countries where animals live are distinct.
없잖아요. 중남미에 있는 게 없고 다 이런 거 볼 수 있잖아요.
You can see that the animals living in the South America cannot see here. Domesticated animals are found all over the world. Why? Because they move. Because people move them. Snakes are also not found all over the world. There's no such a thing as an island across the Pacific Ocean. It only exists if people have moved it there. However, this giant dinosaur has been found all over the world. In next lecture, I will tell you how long dinosaurs live in the earth. Dear brothers and sisters, let me conclude it. In this lecture, I explained how God judged the dinosaurs. He rained fire from the second heaven and destroyed the dinosaurs all at once. And he left the fossils of some dinosaurs that people in the future would realize that existence of dinosaurs. The causes of the extinction of the dinosaurs is clearly explained in the Word of God, although it cannot be explained based on the scientific knowledge and the data of a people. And as I explained before, it makes no sense that dinosaurs evolved into such a huge dinosaurs and became dinosaurs. It doesn't make sense. What do would they eat to grow and evolve into these giant dinosaurs? What on earth do they would eat to grow? The question is, what on earth do dinosaurs eat and where do they grow during the long period of time to fill up that much space? When would they have developed the leg and the wings and evolved into those big dinosaurs? Why can't smart scientists think of this? To those who believe in the power of the deity of a God, this lecture must be like an oasis in the desert. However, those who don't like to put God in their hearts prefer those false theories over the true of God. There are those who may also fear that if they acknowledge the true of God, then they have to deny their research, achievement they've piled up so far. Now, I urge you to take the full armor of the God with a passion and the love for God. Ephesians chapter 6, 13 says, therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm, I pray in the name of the Lord that all saints may be armed with the word of God, prayer, and the police carry out the final providence together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.